Testing, 1, 2, 3. The following is an unrehearsed interview with Pearly Strong by Marcus Wilburn for the Kentucky Oral History Commission. The interview was conducted in Campden, Wolfe County, Kentucky on July 18, 1978 at 12 noon. What I want you to do first, though, is just give your name for the tape so they'll know who you are. Just go ahead and, okay, what's your name?
Pearly Strong.
Okay.
You want my address?
Yeah, go ahead.
Lee City, Kentucky.
Lee City, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
And you said you were how old?
88.
Okay, you're 88. Now, go ahead and tell me what you just told me before. You were born?
I was born in Brithy.
Uh-huh.
My mother went over there on a visit.
I see.
And I was born over there.
I see.
And then it come back to Wolfe County, lady. Whenever she got able to come, she brought me back to Wolfe County.
Oh, I see.
And then I was raised there.
I see. What? Where were your parents from originally?
Wolfe.
They were both from Wolfe.
Wolfe County, that's right.
They had both been born and raised in Wolfe?
And raised in Wolfe County.
Huh. And what did they do? What did your father
farmers.
Do?
Farmers.
They were both farmers.
Well, always was a farmer. He's raised 9 children, and we was all raised on the farm.
Oh,
until we come in Samaritan. And my oldest sister, Callie Dunn, she lives right up here.
Uh-huh.
She married a doctor.
Oh, I see.
And then she lived there at Lee City, and then she moved over here. And now she's 94.
Mm.
And she's 94. Mm. I'm 88.
Mm-hmm.
My sister's 85. My brother's 83. Another brother is 80. And all of the baby now is 70.
Oh, I see. Are all 9 still alive?
Yeah. All alive. And there was 9 of us, and we lost one brother.
Oh, I see.
At the age of, he was about 70 something when he died, and all the rest of us is alive.
He lives a long time.
Ain't that right?
That's,
the Lord
that's
has been good to us.
For sure.
He sure has been good to us.
Well.
And I go, and every one of us goes.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? No diseases or nothing like that.
Yeah.
You see, we're all able to go. None of us in the bed. My sister, she stayed in Indiana this winter, and then she come back. She was up here at the print town.
Hmm.
And she's 94.
Huh. I see. What I'm going to try to get at now is, what are your earliest recollections of the county in terms of what changes have you seen in terms of?
Well, now whenever we was raised up, we had our chickens and hogs and cows and horses and little colts,
yeah,
and everything. And now, look at the old home place. I was up there the other day. It's grown up a wilderness.
Hmm.
It's a wilderness, you know. Everything's grown up now.
Hmm. Well,
and there's no horses. There's no horses back there. There's no cattle.
Hmm.
There's no nothing.
Yeah.
What, you know what I mean, grown up. And
yeah,
my father, they raised corn on the hill.
Oh, I see.
Well, there's no corn on the hill now.
Uh-huh.
It's grown up in woods.
Hmm. Well, people left this farm?
There's nobody lives up in there. Say, a house here and yonder.
Hmm. Now, where about was your father's farm at?
Up above Lee City.
Above Lee City.
Uh-huh. Above Lee City.
Oh, I see.
And there's everybody left
from
up in there.
There's nobody left up in there.
Nobody hardly left up in there. Just the house here and yonder.
Hmm.
And it used to be, at one park we lived up, I think I heard the minister say, he was my brother-in-law, that he counted 24 houses that were gone.
I see. Mm-hmm. And the most of them, after
went
a time,
the
went to the city.
Went to the city.
Which cities did they usually migrate to?
Well, Middletown and some to Middletown. This was their children, but the old ones lived and died there, you know.
Oh, uh-huh.
The old ones. But their children is all left.
Yeah. A lot of them moved north to like Ohio or Indiana?
Yeah. And then I've got a sister. She lives in Michigan. And she had four children, and actually she took them to Michigan, you know, when they were small. And they don't know nothing about the country.
Huh. I see.
She was down the other day.
Yeah. I was, one of my favorite questions I like to ask is, what was it like during the Depression years? I know about the Great Depression during the 30s.
I was working in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
At Crosley's. I don't know whether you know where that is.
Oh, by that time you were living in Cincinnati.
The Depression lasted, well, the hardest time that we had was in 30 and 31 and 32.
Those were the toughest.
That was really tough. Of course, you know, I'm old, I know all about that.
Uh-huh.
Well, my husband worked at Formica.
Uh-huh.
And he got laid off.
I see.
Well, Lord, I was forelady at Crosley's. And I was getting $20 a week, and that was top price.
Hmm.
And the others was getting $12 a week.
Hmm.
But look what you could buy.
Yeah.
A sack of meal, 24 pound for a quarter. Flour, a large sack of flour for 40 cents.
Uh-huh.
And just 10 cents and things like that. Well, we could use 10 cents that, but we can't buy enough for 10 cents.
Huh.
During the Depression was something else.
Yeah.
I never want to see another.
Then
when my husband got laid off, we had to go back. We owned our home at Lee City.
Oh, I see.
Well, then we had to go back to Lee City.
Hmm.
We went back to Lee City, and we lived there until the Depression was about over.
Oh, I see.
And then we went back to the city
and
stayed there until we retired.
Yeah. Your husband was laid off when the Depression hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wasn't.
You weren't laid off?
But I couldn't pay expenses.
Yeah.
These people in Cincinnati left their furniture right in their homes and things like that. They had them big apartment houses.
Yeah.
There was no cars then.
Yeah.
They didn't have the money to move their furniture away.
Hmm. Did people try to help each other out during that time?
I'll tell you, times were so hard they didn't nobody help each other much.
Yeah.
But we got a truck, a friend of ours had a truck, but there's so many people didn't have no friends that had a truck. There wasn't no trucks.
Yeah.
And they come and moved us back home to Lee City.
Is that right?
And I know weeds growed up as high as your head. Where they couldn't get their furniture out and couldn't move and couldn't do nothing. Because there was no money. There was no money then.
I see.
It's different than what money now is in the air.
Yeah.
Money now too. That's what's better with the world today.
Yeah. Is it?
We got to have money, but that's the worst thing in this world, the way it is. Time now.
Yeah.
Too much.
Could it be? Yeah, there's a lot of money, but the money was worth a lot more then, wasn't it?
But look, it was so...
It was just hard to get, though.
You couldn't get it.
You just couldn't get it, huh?
You could get money then.
I see.
And you can't understand, as old as I am, I can't understand so much money now.
Uh-huh.
See, I'm drawing Social Security.
Uh-huh.
Well, what if we get Social Security then? And buy the stuff then as cheap as it was, as it is now.
Yeah. I was always wondering, when the Depression hit, I guess Hoover was president then, and then Roosevelt became president.
Yeah, and then he opened up things.
So did you see a difference in the...
Oh, did I see a difference?
Yeah.
But they had Hoover. He done as good as he could, I guess.
Yeah.
They had him tied.
Uh-huh.
What could he do?
Yeah.
Well, then... Whenever Roosevelt come in, well, then they let things loose, don't you see?
Yeah, yeah.
And he can do more for us.
Yeah. You noticed a big difference, though, when he got
a
in?
Big difference.
A big difference,
that's right.
I see. When your husband was laid off, you came back to Lee City.
Yeah.
I see.
Back to Lee City.
That's nothing else to talk about. I know roads are a lot better now than they were then. What kind of roads?
Mullet.
How long did it take you to get from... Like Cincinnati,
a half a day.
Used to half a day.
And we'd stall and have to be pulled out. We had a car. We were lucky. We had a car most all the time, while a lot of people didn't have one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But we had an old Ford.
Uh-huh.
And that's all there was. Uh-huh. My brother-in-law was a doctor. And there was a lot of them had pretty much money, you know. Old sinners. But you know, they didn't live for that.
Oh, I see.
You know, old sinners. They had big farms and things like that. But you know, we just lived what we had on the farm. Uh-huh. That's all we had.
You lived off the land then?
Yes, sir.
That's what you did.
We had horses to plow.
Yeah.
And the cultivated land. Well, up there where I live now, and you talk about cultivating the land, you can't get through.
You just can't get through it.
No, it's just wilderness. Hmm. Wilderness.
Everything's...
Well, we went, my sister, she came from Cincinnati
mm-hmm.
the other day. And we wanted to go to our dad and mother's grave. Uh-huh. My dad said that people used to believe in buried on the hill. It wouldn't be buried down at the bottom.
Right.
No. My father, he picked a place on our farm up on the hill that we could get to now.
Huh. Well, is it still there?
My sister said, Lord have mercy. Why didn't we take him up? I said, no.
Yeah.
I said, because I heard my father say that he wanted to be buried right there.
Hmm.
And I said, I think that's where we should have put it.
That was a family plot up on the hill?
And nobody ever was buried there because we were all alive.
Oh, and I see.
Just my father and my mother and a few more little graves there that, you know, way back, you see.
They buried up on that?
They buried there on that hill.
Yeah, still there.
But my husband is buried out here at the Evans Cemetery. Of course, I don't get you to where that is, do you?
No, I'm not sure what it is.
But out here.
Uh-huh.
And my brother, that's all they are dead.
Hmm.
And then my daughter, she come out there and she bought, I think it's 10 or 12 graves. And then she had a stone put up for three.
Yeah.
Me and her dad and her.
Yeah.
And she said, now that's it.
I see. But what did your phones. What happened when... When after your husband left and came back to Lee City, did he find work?
He put up a garage.
Oh, did he?
He had a blacksmith shop. He shot a horses.
Mm-hmm.
Blacksmith shop, and you know what? He shot horses for 40 cents.
Hmm.
And now it's $8, and you can't get one shot.
Hmm. Well, you don't see that too much.
No, you don't see that no more.
You don't see that hardly anymore. That's what he did. He set up his own business when he got
back. He set up his own business when he come back and got nothing for it.
He didn't get nothing for it.
40 cents.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then still,
you
could buy.
Yeah.
And now you need to go to the store with a nickel or a dime or a quarter. And pop's 30 cents.
Yeah.
You ain't got no use for a quarter. You can't buy your bottle of pop with it. Now that's the change it's made since I can remember.
Yeah, it's the change in the money. Huh?
I see.
That was a big one.
A big change. I say that was a big change.
Hmm. How, what about the World War II years? You recall when the war broke out then?
I was at my husband was an engineer in, up at Quicksand in Perry County at that time.
Uh-huh.
And he was called to the war.
Hmm.
And I said, I can't leave here with my baby.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to my mom, to my mommy with my baby. I were young then, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to my mommy with my baby. I said, I can't stay here. And then, you know, I come home, and then the war ended in 1918.
Hmm.
And he didn't have to go.
He didn't have to go.
Yeah, and then that's how come us in Cincinnati.
Oh, this is World War I. He's talking about. I see.
1918.
Hmm. And you were in Cincinnati at the time?
No, I was in Quicksand at that time.
Oh, you were in Quicksand at that time.
He was an engineer on the narrow gauge road.
Hmm. Hmm. Yeah, he traveled quite a bit, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
That's it. Well, what about the World War II? How's it?
Well, I don't know so much about that. They didn't, you know, take so many and have such an excitement that as World War I. That is 1918, you know.
Yeah, World War I seemed to excited people more than...
than the other.
Yeah. Did people ever wonder I'm going to talk about the Great Depression again.
Yeah.
Did people ever wonder what happened to cause that? I've heard some people tell me that they thought maybe World War One might have caused that. Did they ever wonder what happened?
Well, I just think it. Well, you just don't know. I guess it's just the Lord's work.
Yeah.
It just worked out like that.
Yeah.
But the people didn't work it out.
No. Did they blame anybody for it? Or
no,
just this thing?
You never heard nobody say anything about it.
Yeah.
It just happened. That depression just happened.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to see another depression. No. That was something else.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. So what happened after the World War II years? Where'd you go then? Did you stay in Cincinnati? When did you move back out of Cincinnati?
We moved back in 1931. Well, then we stayed there, and then after the Depression, we went back. We stayed. Let's see. Now my husband went back to Fort Mica. Well, I don't know just what year that was. And he went back to Fort Mica, and then I went back and got a job.
Yeah.
And I worked in Cincinnati till I retired.
Huh.
Yeah. You had to work till you were 65.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you know. My daughter, she retired at 60. But you see, them days you had to work. It wasn't no 60.
No, there wasn't any.
I had to work till I was 65.
I see.
And then whenever I worked till I was 65, and then I come home back to Lee City. I've run ever since. Never was in the hospital.
Huh. I was going to ask you about that. When you were growing up and you were a child, when you got sick, did you have home remedies that your mother used? What kind of things did they use? Do you recall?
Well, I don't know. They used, I tell you what they do. My mother just always, us kids, I remember, they just grease us.
Is that
right? Big salve, and, you know, when we get a cold and get hoarse, they'd break us up and grease our throats and make us take a little bit of big salve and make us some tea and things like that. That's all we had.
What about high fever? What would they do for you?
I think, now my mother would put a wet rag on her hands.
Yeah, that'd be about it.
That's all we had.
Uh-huh.
Until my sister, then you know when we got grown and they come and spread out, then my sister married a doctor. Well, then we had him, you see.
Oh, I see.
After that, you know.
No, there was no such thing when you got sick, you didn't run to a doctor.
Didn't run for a doctor, no. And then my mother raised their children, you know, they just used home remedies.
That's it.
There wasn't no doctors back in the country.
No.
But oh, now, is that something?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I know last winter I got a dog bit me down behind this little place. Mm-hmm. Lord, Frida, that's my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, she rushed me to the hospital right now, emergency room, and then she went and all the doctors and the nurses and everything. Now that's something else. You know, different.
Yeah, yeah.
Different. And any little thing gets wrong, Lord. Emergency hospital, they won't even get in line when she won't.
No.
Go to the emergency.
Go to emergency.
That's right. Huh. And my husband got sick, rushed into Lexington to the emergency right now.
Hmm.
And, that's the way they live. That's the way they live now. But now, used to, they never thought. Well, they don't used to think about it.
Yeah. What do you think people were more self-reliant in the earlier days than they are now?
I think so.
Yeah. They didn't ask for as much.
Everybody seemed like they wanted to do for each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now they don't think about that, but they rush up to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. They expect more out of
them. Yeah, that's right.
The government. Okay. I see.
I think this senior citizen is the greatest in the world. But now a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Well, I think sometimes I disgrace my generation sometimes.
How's that?
Coming over here, well, they think, well, she can get her something to eat at home. I know I can, but I said, I don't look at it like that.
No.
I've got some people that's wealthy.
Oh.
My sister up here, she don't know what she's worth.
Is that right?
I've got some nieces right here in town. They don't know what they were. I've got a sister over there that her husband died last winter that I think he owned about 3,000 acres of land. And all that stuff. Well, we, you know, that used to, you never thought about all that stuff.
I see.
But I said, now my sister said to me that, well, I said, well, I don't see no sense in going over there. I said, I go over there to go eat my home.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want to look at the walls all day.
That's true.
I said, I run. You can't get her out of the house. She wants to stay there and see that dollar I get, but I don't care. I went through with all that stuff. It's, we have to have money. Yeah. We have to have money, don't we?
Sure.
But that hole in that money, I'm sick of that stuff.
Oh.
He left all of this wealth, and they haven't done a thing but fight over it since he's been gone. And if that ain't got me away from that, Lord, that's got me away from money.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm speaking. I ain't that. Mm-hmm. They better not have speaking to each other, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, or no money.
Mm. We had a family right down that lowly city
that
he died last winter too. And I never heard such of the new in all my life. They don't speak now. Now you see, he know the way he was talking about when he said, money is the root of all evil, didn't he?
Yeah.
Right there's a case right below Lee City and right above Lee City. You know that I've experienced in my family. That makes me sick.
I see.
I give me peace for anything in this world.
Yeah.
I want to have a peaceful mind.
Did you call any of the coal mining industry in around here? Or did any of your friends or anybody you knew ever work for coal mines around?
No, not too much. Now up the river. After we got scattered down at Cincinnati and all. Now, my husband's brother, he worked in the mine, but I never was up in there.
No, you don't recall too much about it or what he said about it?
I don't know much about it. They died young, seems like.
Yeah,
they're all dead, and I didn't know too much about the mine.
Yeah. You're pretty much with the farm.
Yeah, that farm, that's right.
Farm and things like that.
Yeah.
I see. Trying to think of something else.
I had some friends that went to school at Jackson. The boy lived right in front of me at Lee City.
Yeah, you just remind me of something I want to ask you. Did you get much schooling?
I went through high school.
You went through high school? What's up?
Hazel Green.
What were schools like then?
Well, when I was a little girl, went to school, I sat on a, we had an old house to school in, and sat on a punching.
Really?
Yeah. We didn't have no floor in the house. We didn't have no schoolhouse.
Oh, I see.
We sat on them punching, and then they built us a schoolhouse.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's time. We went in this old house to school when I was a little girl. You know, they taught ABCs then, and I believe in that old way teaching. I believe in that old way teaching. And I think we went in, there was a lot of kids with them, but you know, they ain't been in now. They couldn't have a school up there where I was raised. Ain't no children.
Oh, I see.
I think they're about. My niece, his daughter, she hauled him this year, the Head Start, and I think she had five.
I see. Who were the teachers? Who taught you?
My oldest, let's see. It's Taylor Shockey taught. Creasy Allen taught. And then my brother-in-law that married my oldest sister, when he was going to school in Louisville, he taught, I don't know how many schools up there, several.
I see. They stick all the children of all ages in one room?
All we had. Yeah. We was tickled to death to get one room.
Yeah, just to get
they
all
never
them
divided
together.
Them. They just had one teacher.
Yeah.
And we were all just, we didn't have no good seats or nothing.
Yeah. How many days out of the year did you go to school? Was it?
We went about, I think when I was little, it was about 3 or 4 months.
You went three or four months. Yeah.
And then, you know, it goes up.
Yeah. I imagine when the weather got bad, it was.
Well, we quit. Then.
Yeah, you couldn't do much.
We had to quit. Yeah. Half of them didn't have no shoes to wear to school. Had to stay at home.
Sure.
But we were, my parents was always lucky. They kept good clothes on us and we had good shoes.
Yeah.
If we did live in the country, you know, they was dying on us, but we were, they always kept my knit yarn stockings.
Uh-huh.
We had linsey dresses, wove, and our blankets was old. But we had about 75 head of sheep.
Oh.
And then that clothes was us children see.
Yeah, yeah.
But now there were a lot of people who didn't have that. But then my mother was a working woman. She kept good clothes on. Kept good. Now in the fall, she put our winter clothes on us.
Yeah.
And she kept them clothes on us. We need to go naked then, like they do now. You know, they go naked now.
Yeah.
And it was summer we wore clothes too.
Yes,
sir. I can remember the first short sleeves that I seen. Well, they thought there was a strip of the snake with short sleeves on.
Is that right?
It's true.
Huh. They kept you bundled up pretty
good. They kept us warm.
Mm.
And they tied our heads up when we went out.
That's it. Mm-hmm. What about the classroom? Was the discipline pretty strict? The teachers pretty strict with the students as far as...
Oh. They minded them. Yeah. They minded the teacher.
Yeah.
They had a boss.
Yeah.
I think everybody ought to have a foundation.
Yeah.
And let them know who is a leader. I believe in a leader. But they've got no leaders nowhere now. They got no leaders in school.
No.
I wouldn't even. If I had a child, I wouldn't even want to send it to school now the way they teach. Because I was taught different.
Yeah.
All they teach in school is sex now.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
All they teach is sex. I don't like that stuff.
Yeah.
I think, of course, they call us old fogey, don't know nothing. I see the old people know as much as they know now. They forgot more than these young generation.
Yeah. But were the most teachers you had women? Or were
we had women, but we had men when I first went to school.
Yeah. Yeah. To punish you or
standing in the corner.
Yeah.
And when we were little, standing in the corner, and then they whipped us with a little paddle.
Did they? Yeah. Men and women teachers both would do that too.
Yeah.
Women weren't any easier on you.
No. They was. I think that these people was more firm or something.
Yeah.
It was different.
Yeah. You knew pretty much what was expected out of it.
We know better do it if they rolled out on the playground.
Because
we got a weapon, we went back to the house.
Oh,
now we walked the line.
Uh-huh.
And now they don't do it.
As many boys as girls show up for school?
Well, they was about equal.
About equal.
You know, they'd have spelling matches.
Yeah.
And cipher matches. You know, when we got up. When we got up about grown, you know, then they had, they'd have cipher matches, you know, figures and things like that. You know, we had, they just taught altogether different.
They just made a kind of games so you'd learn from them. Huh.
Spelling battles.
Yeah.
They called them then.
Yeah. Did they have, what kind of books and stuff? Did they have very many textbooks or things of that sort, or did they just...
We started, and then as we got up grown, we had her.
Or they must have stayed with farm work or whatever they had. I'm I don't know.